Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, it's the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, hey, it's Friday. Today marks the end of our two-week series on hope. And for today, we're going to bring back Monday's guest, Oren J. Sofer, to lead us in a guided meditation on hope. By the way, if you haven't heard Oren's interview, you should go back and check that out. It is full of, in my opinion, deep and relatable wisdom. Definitely helped me reorient my own relationship to the notion of hope. Anyway, enough for me. Over now to Oren.
Hey, this is Oren. It's easy to notice what's wrong or to find something to stress about. Meditation can help us to balance that negativity bias by appreciating the goodness that's already here and available in life. When we uplift the heart, even a little, we have more energy and strength to devote to the things we care about. So go ahead and find a comfortable posture where you feel at ease and alert. You can let your eyes close and turn your attention inwards. You might take a few slow, deep breaths to shift gears and settle in, breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth, long and slow. Each breath is a gift, freely given. We don't have to do anything to earn or deserve it. Just wait, and the body breathes in. It fills with new life. See what it's like to appreciate your breathing in this way, receiving each in-breath as a gift. Uplifting the heart isn't about avoiding what's difficult or pretending that everything's okay if it isn't. It's about noticing the things we ordinarily take for granted and allowing them to nourish us. To start, you might think of something kind that someone said or did recently. Let that moment or person come to mind. And let your attention linger there for a bit. Notice any feelings or sensations of ease or pleasure, however small. And really let that in. Take some time here to just savor that moment. Another way to uplift the heart is to notice our own goodness. It's so easy to focus on our faults. Instead, see what it's like to bring to mind one thing that you appreciate about yourself. We're simply recognizing and focusing on one good quality that we value and want to strengthen in our lives. Taking even a few moments each day to uplift the heart can have a profound impact on your overall sense of well-being and on your ability to think clearly and positively about the future. When you're ready, you can let your eyes open. Go ahead and look around the room a bit if you like, and notice how you feel. Thanks for practicing together. Take care.
Thank you, Oren. And if you enjoyed meditating with Oren, you can find a longer version of the meditation we just did, along with several other brand new meditations on Hope in the 10% Happier app. You can download the app today for free wherever you get your apps. And we'll see you back here on Monday for a brand new episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million-dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.